Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. If you've got a flight to Florida in the next couple of 3 days, may not be going because there's a big hurricane headed that way. I'm watching the webcam out of the Cayman Islands right now. And this is one of our favorite hotels, the Westin, right?
Yep.
And I can see the beach where Jamie White was right there on this beach that I'm looking at right now. Right there, she was lying just a couple of weeks ago in her bikini.
You mean my swim dress?
Yeah, in her swim dress, in the moo-moo. And right there. I can see the imprint in the sand. Right there where Jamie.
Oh, wow.
Jamie was lying.
It's still there. It's still a crater.
It's still there. Well, they've not had a lot of tourists down there, so her imprint is still there. But, man, this storm is raising hell down there right now.
If you guys want to join a group, just because I love the Cayman Islands so much, but it's called I Love Cayman Island, and a lot of the locals are there with their own cameras, you know, with their phones.
Yeah.
So you can watch actual live people talking about the hurricane.
And watching the webcam this morning, it's very eerie because all the, they have just rows and rows and rows of lawn chairs out there, or beach chairs, whatever you want to call it. And they're all gone. Everything's gone. Even the little tent that they did the massages in, all that stuff is all gone. And the beaches are completely empty, and you don't see one person walking around. And this storm Ian, which is supposed to get up to 140 miles per hour winds. Now, right now in the Cayman Islands, I think they're right around 75 or 80. So it's not as bad as what Florida's going to get later on this week. But this thing, there's a headline this morning that says, Tampa, Florida is bracing for the worst monster hurricane in 100 years.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Why?
Well, because I know that you lived in Tampa over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I know this stuff excites you, and you're not part of it.
Yeah, I do get excited.
I know.
I do love it. I'm watching this, like I said, the Cayman Islands here. I told Jamie off the air, I wish I were there. I really do. I'd like to be the only person standing on that beach with that storm coming in.
Well, it feels like it's exciting and fun until you lose power. And then that's only fun for a couple hours.
And you don't know when it's coming back.
I don't want to lose power.
And then your mom and dad yell at you because you open the fridge. Stay out of the fridge!
Does anyone else have that, that desire to be in a place where something like
die?
This is... Now, I don't want to be in a place where, like, there's fires. Okay, I don't want to be in places like that. But for some reason, this type of weather, I just love it.
I know, but you can die in these, too.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can run faster than this storm
than
is.
Than a hurricane?
Yeah, it's only moving at, like, 3 miles per hour. I figure I could outrun it. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know.
There's just something about it. But anyway, if you do have plans to go to Florida this week.
Can I do this?
You may not be going.
If you want to be in a hurricane, call or text us 51059. We'll find out if you're alone.
Yeah. We should give away trips to Tampa this morning.
I bet they're cheap.
Yeah, you got to catch the flight Wednesday morning. Fly into a hurricane.
When are they ending this whole thing? The flights. Sorry. I'm not
They're not sure yet. They're just waiting on the track of the storm. Storm and how much speed it picks up once it gets to the Gulf of Mexico. And then they'll make a determination there. I got a feeling by late tomorrow night, because this storm's supposed to roll in on Wednesday for Tampa. I got a feeling if you don't get out by midday, mid-afternoon tomorrow, you probably won't be getting to Florida.
Because I know Cayman Island shut down their airport yesterday, and I think they're going to stay closed till Tuesday.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. I didn't realize that.
Yep, they shut it down. The whole airport just shut down.
All right, we'll keep you updated. Things change there. There's a guy who hated his wife so much when she was alive that he goes to her grave every morning between 6:15 and 6:30 and urinates on it.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking
this
about?
This is an actual thing.
They've put up cameras and they've saw him do this. And every morning he hates his wife, or hated her when she was alive, so much that he goes to her grave every morning, has been doing this forever.
And his current wife goes with him to do this so he can do this.
His current wife?
His current wife goes with
him. Is that crazy?
What?
This
why?
Guy,
why so
he
much
goes
effort?
Every morning, 6:15 to 6:30, obviously before work, I guess, and goes to urinate on her grave.
So it's rest in peace instead of peace? Instead of peace?
All right.
That's way too much effort.
There's the story for you.
Don't you think that's way too much effort?
That's a lot.
That's a guy that cannot give up a grievance.
Yeah.
This is a guy that's holding a grudge and has held it for years and cannot let it go. If you're going to make a trip to the cemetery every day to whiz on her grave.
Whiz.
Yeah, you've got a problem.
I mean, what happened that he's so mad? Did it say?
It doesn't say.
No, it doesn't say.
It says he was married to her briefly. It was not even that long of a marriage, and it was in the 70s. And he'd been doing this for a long, long time.
She probably cheated on him or something.
You think this story's real? Because there's something
about
this.
Well, they have camera footage of him.
Yeah, because the family set up, it got so bad, the family actually set up a camera to catch him in the act of doing it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it because Schmidl has it pulled up for me. But I see him with his, he's doing it. Yeah. By the way, going back to your weather.
Yeah.
Man, people are right there with you, buddy.
What do you mean?
I'm with BJ. I want to be in a hurricane.
I you know what? I was down in Florida for a couple of tropical storms, and it was a blast. It was great because they do these tropical storm parties. They do hurricane parties. I don't know if you know that or not, but in a lot of these places where hurricanes come in, they throw these pre-parties, and they're just huge at these bars. And I like riding out a storm. I don't know what it is about the storm.
Somebody said, I'm texting from Clearwater, Florida, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I'm texting, I'm a former Denver resident, now living in Daytona Beach area. BJ, I'm a total weather junkie just like you. So we have a lot of people listening from Florida right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have a lot of listeners down there.
Yeah. Let's see here. I survived Fiona in Puerto Rico. Somebody else said, I love gigantic snowstorms. They're with you.
You know what? And that's the thing. Snowstorms, tropical storms, hurricanes, things of that nature, even heavy, heavy rains. I love. Now, I don't want anything to do with an earthquake. I don't want anything to do with fires, tornadoes, nothing like that. But this other stuff like this, I really do like.
You know, I had a dream last night. I was having sex with Jim Cantore.
You were?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Really?
But he couldn't get his tight pants off.
Oh.
That's an obstacle you got to overcome. I mean,
because those suckers are tight. Have you seen Jim Cantore lately?
No, I have not.
He is one of those guys. So there's guys that go to the gym a lot, right?
Yeah.
And they always wear tighter things to show off their muscles. So what he does is he has great legs because he obviously does leg day every day. And so his quads are just, I mean, they're massive. So he wears a really tight pair of pants to show off his quads.
It's uncomfortable.
It is.
It really is.
It's almost like tights. It's bad.
Yeah,
it's
I've not seen the guy in a while.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've not been looking for
it. Can I show you a picture?
No, that's okay. I'm good. I'm good. All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Al Roker is in town. Yeah, he's interviewing Thunder the Horse.
Woo-hoo!
Details and the audio coming up next.
Hey. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show, 49 degrees right now. Beautiful weekend this past weekend, wasn't it?
Oh, so great. I love Colorado.
I love this time of year. Fall's my favorite.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
I just love it. And I guess this weekend, right, this coming up weekend, is going to be the big leaf peeper, whatever.
The leaf peepers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you go up and see the fall colors.
God.
Yeah, and I guess this weekend is the peak the weekend. One. Although, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's going to be the following weekend because, I mean, it's just not been that cool.
You're cool.
Yeah, I know I am. But I'm just saying, the weather, it's delayed it this year.
Guess what I get to do this weekend?
What do you get to do this weekend?
I get to volunteer to be in the concession stand at the high school.
Oh. You're going to be making the burgers, are you?
Yep. Yeah.
I would not want to go to that stand.
Go there.
Kidding. Of course.
All right, Al Roker, NBC, they're in town. And Al Roker is here to cover the Broncos, especially our mascot, Thunder the Horse.
It's Sunday Night Football at Mile High Stadium. The Denver Broncos, minutes away from kickoff. And I get to watch one of the most beloved members of the team take the field.
You go get it, big boy.
Weighing in at over 1,000 pounds, standing 15-1 hands high.
You Al. Go get him, big boy.
Al. One of the most beloved members of the team is not the horse. I mean, okay, he doesn't play.
Do we really love that horse? Like, I don't have like love. Like,
I know the horse runs out on the field every now and then. He craps on the field, but I don't really go to see the horse. I don't buy a ticket to see the horse.
I don't have feelings about that horse.
Al does.
I know.
And eating 150 pounds of hay a week, Thunder could go head-to-head with most defensive linemen.
He eats 150 pounds of hay a week?
I mean, is this interesting to anybody else in the country?
I don't know why they're here.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know why they're here. I mean, we've sucked for three games in a row.
No, we have not. We won. We won.
But yeah, I'm just saying, we didn't play.
We're not doing the sucking.
Why did we pick the horse? Third game in. Why did NBC pick our horse as the interview?
But can you isolate Schmidl where he goes, you go get him, big boy?
I feel like he's talking about me.
That's hot.
And Thunder is a big deal. Insurance for the horse to be on the field cost upwards of $40,000 a year.
$40,000 a year for insurance?
Is that high?
It seems high.
Seems high.
$40,000 a year for one horse?
So what happens if the horse runs over somebody?
Yeah.
Is that it?
So here's what I'm thinking. We need to go get run over.
Yeah, put ourselves right in the line of it.
Because they must have a huge umbrella policy that's going to, like, pay out.
Yeah.
Or get bitten by that horse.
Something.
His total upkeep, typically double that. Even more if the team heads to a Super Bowl. When he's not traveling to a game, Thunder can be found practicing at his home in Bennett, Colorado. It takes 3 years of intense training before a horse can step onto the field.
I just really try to listen to these horses.
How do you know?
All right, now wait a minute. It takes 3 years of intensive training for that horse to run out on the field. I feel like that horse could do that after one day of training.
Well, maybe the training is like with loud noises, you know, so it doesn't get spooked. Maybe that's the...
Have you seen the horse run out on the field? He comes out of the tunnel and he just runs down and runs back and goes back to his, you know, his trailer.
I know, but the noises don't like get him spooked.
Jamie, it takes 3 years of intensive, not just a mediocre training.
Yeah.
It takes 3 years of intensive training for this horse to run out on the field. That is a dumb horse.
But the fact that she listens to the horse... What does she mean? She listens to the horse.
I don't know what she means. If the horse talks, what is it, Mr. Ed?
I don't know.
Double that. Even more if the team heads to a Super Bowl. When he's not traveling to a game, Thunder can be found practicing at his home in Bennett, Colorado. It takes 3 years of intense training before a horse can step onto the field.
I just really try to listen to these horses.
How do you know what he's saying?
You can actually feel their heartbeat. Like when I'm riding them, I can feel if their heartbeat gets stronger or faster. Those things alert the riders of helping them reprocess that flight instinct.
Wait a minute.
They are stretching for some content.
When his heartbeat is going fast, it's because he's running.
Exactly.
He's working out.
And by the way, that's called accelerated. Accelerated heartbeat is because he ran across the field for 100 yards. Right, God. Thunder? Yeah. Attaboy, down boy, down boy. Oh, it's going to be okay. We're going to get better. We're going to get better. Man, NBC is looking for some content this morning. If they've got Al Roker out here talking to our horse.
They said that they do something about the local city that hosts the Sunday Night Football. But this is all we can find is the horse.
Well, our team has sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, no, nothing
about
it.
No, if you think else. If you think about it, what else are they going to interview?
I would do Russell and Sierra. I would talk to them.
And Russell has sucked.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he has.
We won.
He sucked.
Oh, if he missed a couple open passes last night, open.
I think the only people that you can talk to is our defense. Our defense played well last night.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
So I think you take that angle instead of a horse.
Did you guys think about what I said about people intentionally dropping the ball because they're mad about a salary?
Yeah.
I mean, it
couple
happened.
Times.
Yeah, I was like, "Oop, that guy just did that on purpose."
Or even our kicker missing that field goal. Right. Come
just
on,
just like, "Yep, nope."
So I guess the highlight of the team is the horse, after all, right? Atta boy, down boy, down, 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 thunder.
3 years. 3 years.
Intensive.
Yes,
intensive
yes,
training
yes. 3 years.
Before he can go on the field.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, did you notice a lot of Halloween decorations went up in your neighborhood over the weekend?
I'm not talking about it.
Why not? Oh, the eyeballs. Yeah, I know why you're upset.
My eyeballs are Chinese suckage.
Yeah, well, you ordered from Amazon. Your eyeballs came from China.
From Wish.
And they're not what Jamie expected. She was expecting, what were you expecting, like three or four foot tall?
The picture compared to the house that they have, you know, I didn't look at the dimensions, so that's on me. But, you know, they have the house, the picture of the house, and the eyeballs in front of the house are ginormous, like bigger than the garage door. On the picture?
Yes.
But I got them, and they're two beach balls.
Well, what they basically did was take the camera, get down on the ground, and point up.
Sure did.
So, therefore, the eyeballs cover half the house. So, it looks like that you have these massive 12, 15-foot eyeballs in your front yard.
Yeah.
And so, Jamie orders it. And it comes in a really small box. And she thought, man, these things are really inflatable if they're going to get to 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy how they pack them. Mm. Well, it turned out that when she blew up the eyeballs are maybe 6 inches tall.
They're beach balls that are painted.
Yeah.
They're literally beach balls that are painted.
So she's very upset because she tried to decorate over the weekend and that's all she's got.
Well, and not only that, but the lights that are supposed to go in them with the remotes or whatever, they're not inside. They just sent me two light bulb things. Where am I supposed to stick them?
Oh, do they go like behind them or something?
We looked all over the beach balls to see if there's any kind of like little pocket or anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
You know, I'll tell you another dilemma too that I've noticed in our neighborhood because a lot of the people put it up on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I noticed several displays in the neighborhood. A lot of places out there sell the same stuff. And I'm seeing a lot of duplicates in the yards. And there's nothing worse than having a duplicate of your neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay, if I go out and spend $150 on a 12-foot tall scarecrow, I don't want my neighbor to have the same scarecrow.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what's going on right now. Because for some reason, a certain item will come out as a fad for that particular year. And everybody thinks that because I bought one, I'm the only person that bought it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like when you post a picture or whatever and somebody says, oh, I bought that bowl at IKEA too.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And it's kind of...
It's that silver one that's leafy.
It's not embarrassing as much as it is like, oh.
Yeah, it's that.
I thought I had the scoop on that particular item and then all of a sudden there's 12 in the neighborhood.
But the good news is I think that the Peppa Pig is original. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I've yet to see another Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
We got that thing about, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago or so, but I haven't seen a duplicate of that.
Yeah, so I think you're safe.
The scarecrow is not good because everybody has the 12-foot scarecrow.
Yep.
The Jack, what's it called? Jack
Skellington.
Yeah, Jack Skellington. Everybody has that one. But Peppa Pig's doing good.
Yeah, you're solid there. Yeah. So I just, I don't know. I sometimes... When you're so excited about something and then it turns out and it just disappoints you, you just don't want to do it anymore. I'm not even going to decorate now.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, boycotting Halloween.
I could see where you're, so bummed that it took the wind out of your sails.
It did. I was just like, you know what? Yeah. Screw it. We got two beach balls. Yay.
All right, maybe next year.
Maybe so.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
All right, I feel like we have to go back to this golf tournament again, simply because I feel like we screwed it up the first time.
We did.
And it was very convoluted. So I want to just kind of straighten this up for you, simply because there's a foursome up for grabs at Fossil Trace Golf Club. And that place is absolutely amazing up in Golden. And it's for the Children's Hospital Colorado Foundation. And you can be a part of a foursome that will really kick butt for the tournament next Monday.
And just so you know, Children's Hospital always does these things right, right? It's over the top. So you get breakfast, lunch, drink tickets, prizes. I'm sure they'll have a hole-in-one prize, all that stuff. And all the proceeds benefit Children's Miracle Network. So of all these, you know, different prizes and stuff that they're having. So bring your wallet, too. But this foursome is valued at $2,500, and the minimum bid is $500. All you have to do is put in your bid. We made it really simple. Just put in your bid at 76278 at Alice1059.
I saw a guy win a new car with a hole-in-one one.
You did?
Yeah. A lot of times with the hole-in-one contest, they put up their big prizes, mm-hmm. like a Harley-Davidson mm-hmm. or a car or something of that nature. It was a foursome in front of us, and a guy hit a hole-in-one and won a Cadillac.
That would be
That's pretty sweet.
Right?
One shot.
And that's
cars
it.
His.
Yep.
Cars his.
And now, Schmidl, will you put that up and pin it to the top of our Facebook page?
The contest or the auction?
Yeah, the auction.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Golf tournament.
Yeah, so all the details. Because, like, why is it I can't retain numbers?
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
Is that some kind of mental?
I think so. I think some people can and some people can't.
Because is it like COVID fog or something?
Like brain fog?
Because you know what they're saying
now? No, it's got
now?
Nothing to do with COVID.
They're saying now that COVID, if you had COVID, it could cause brain damage to some people.
I know.
Look at me.
I know.
Yep.
I mean, look at you. Again, here's what you text. Alice1059, the number 76278 if you want to bid on the foursome. That simple, okay?
Ta-da.
And we do appreciate it.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, it was perfect, Jamie. Should have been there.
Listen,
Why are you
trying to convince me that eating four brats is healthy?
No. Listen to me. Linda, listen. Yeah. I went and played golf yesterday, okay? So I got up early, and I went over to the golf course and practiced a little bit, and I didn't eat. All I had was a couple of cups of coffee, mm-hmm. and then I played golf. I didn't eat there either.
Don't you get shaky with an empty stomach and just coffee?
Yeah, that's why I scored so bad. I was shaking.
I was really shaky. My stomach gets wooed.
No, I get used to it because I go long periods of time without eating for some reason.
Yeah.
But when you do. Yeah, I do. And so yesterday when I got home, I was starving. Okay. And so I made brats and I ate them all. Ate them all yesterday. And
four of them.
Sat down and watched the football game. Eating my brats, and it was heaven. It was great.
But I just said to you off the air, I go, that's so unhealthy. And you're like, no, it's not. It's all natural pork.
Oh, yeah, that's what it said on the package. 100% pork.
If I remember right, they are greasy.
Yeah, they're pretty greasy.
Yeah, they're full and greasy. Yeah.
I feel like that's saturated fat that goes into your arteries.
Yeah, and it was good.
Oh, my God. Did you eat them with bread?
Two of them, yes, with bread, and two not with bread. I wanted to cut back a little bit.
Now, did you get the ones that were like filled with cheddar or anything like that?
No.
These are just all natural. That's why they're healthy.
I don't go for those that are bad for you.
Yeah, it's all healthy.
Yep, all healthy. You know how I always look for a Guinness Book of World Records record that happens, and I think to myself, I could have done that?
Mm-hmm.
Got one for you.
What's this one?
And I got a feeling that you're going to agree with me, okay?
BJ, okay, there's a few things that BJ wants to do in life, okay? Yeah. One is he wants to be a truck driver.
Yeah.
And then the other one is he wants to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. And it's hard to be a truck driver because I've had too many accidents.
Yeah.
So really, right now, the Guinness Book of World Records looks like my best bet.
Yeah, you would be a horrible truck driver.
Yeah. Because, I'm on the verge of losing my license because of too many points on it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if they'd accept me in the truck driving school.
They might not,
So I'm going to go with the backup here of the Guinness Book of World Records. But get this, a 14-year-old girl over the weekend is now in the Guinness Book of World Records because she put on 22 socks on one foot in 30 seconds.
That's a lot.
Now, you tell me I can't do that. in 30 seconds.
Can you have them pre-threaded? Like, can you have them already ready to go all 22?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
And almost like rolled up, too. Yeah, ready, like, yeah.
No, no, no. You could have them laid in a stack. That's what she did. Laid in a stack. You just quickly just slide them on.
I mean, have them all inside of each other already.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I can see that. Like pre-put them on and then roll them off all at the same time.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
You can't do that. You can't do it.
Who said?
You can't throw on one big sleeve that's a 22 sock.
Why? Who made the rules?
They're all there.
No. Well, there's a video of her doing it, guys. I can see it right here. She's got a stack of socks, okay? Please, stick with me on this. All right.
Are they half socks? Are they long socks?
Oh, my God.
Well, no.
Are they ankle
socks?
Does
it matter?
Take longer, yes.
I mean, are they those little half footy things?
Yeah, because those would be easy.
What kind of socks?
Ankle socks?
Yeah, what are
ankles?
Oh, no.
But
I just saw something in the story here. She's 14 years old. She has the teen record. The adult record is 28 socks, six more.
Well, you could break the teen record.
That might
maybe.
Be impossible.
In 3 minutes?
No, in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And she was 17, but now she's 15?
What?
Because earlier you said she was 17, I thought.
No, I said she's 14.
Oh, whatever.
She's 14.
See?
14.
See? I have brain damage. No. Look at my COVID brain. My COVID brain. It is not my fault. This is not my fault.
I think I'm going to go home and try this.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'll get out 28 socks, give myself 30 seconds, and see if I can break the record.
Make sure you record it, so if you break it, then you can submit it.
No, I'm just going to practice. And then if I think I can do it, then I'll record it.
Can we watch you on Facebook Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Because, by the way, my Facebook Live memory on this day was your cat playing a video game.
Yeah, she was good at it, too.
It's like the fish on the video game and the cat swipes at it.
Yeah, that cat was good at video. Yeah. She could beat me.
Yeah.
All right, really there you go. There's the world record that I'll go after. Socks on my foot.
I believe you can do this one. Wait, was she 14, 15, or 17?
God.
I think she's 22.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.